That's Faith Hill on the Pig, 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown, the crew over there, will take care of you. They are your friends, your local financial institution of choice, and we appreciate them being a sponsor on The Morning Show. And a doubleheader guest day today. We had Al Green in here earlier talking about the Toys for Tots toy ride, which is going to be Sunday, beginning at around 10 a.m. Yeah. from Central Mall, and then they're going to wrap around and go back to the mall for a big event. You can drop off new unwrapped toys at their toy bins at the mall.
Yes.
And around 11 o'clock.
So many children will have such a better Christmas.
Yeah, and speaking of trying to have a better Christmas and a better time and maybe a better 2021, we got Brittany in here from Riverview Behavioral Health.
Yes.
And Brittany, it's always great to have you in here. You're one of our favorite guests.
Yes, you are.
And I see they got coffee and cream. Y'all got it worked up.
Yep. He even gave me the good creamer.
The good creamer.
Yeah, I share. April, don't now worry.
You know if you're a good guest if you get the good creamer in the coffee.
That's right.
But Brittany is here to talk a little bit about, let's just be honest. This whole year has just been a total mess.
It's tough.
It's been stressful for every single person, whether you be young, middle-aged, old, whatever. And then you throw on Christmas time of the year, which a lot of people,
we build it up.
Yeah,
in
it
our
makes
minds.
Some stressful right. period on a norm in a normal year.
Right,
I can't imagine this year, but that's what you're here to talk about. There's help out there if you feel like you're just at the end of the rope or whatever, right?
Yeah, my
Let's
main
say
goal
tunnel.
Is to yeah, the end of the tunnel. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's
Sorry.
My main goal is to always make sure that people know there are resources out there. No matter what time of year, no matter what time of day, no matter who you are, there are resources out there, and we want to try to eliminate all the obstacles to those resources. So getting the word out about the helpline, about Riverview and what they can offer, not only the inpatient, but we have the outpatient as well. So outpatient is very important.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and during the holidays this season, we're looking at, like you said, families building themselves up for, this is what I'm used to, and this is what it needs to be, and this is the standard, and that puts a lot of stress on somebody.
Right, and plus looking at Facebook and everybody doing their matchy-matchy fall picture, or they do their Christmas where they're wearing matching pajamas, it's like, and I can't even go buy new pajamas. Don't worry about what's happening on social media. That's actually not real.
Right, focus on yourself, your family, your limits, your boundaries, make your expectations
within your limits.
Yeah,
and they're, like you said, they're asking, they're asking people, you try to avoid family members that you're not living with right now because of this COVID situation.
Right.
I mean, it's so rampant.
Right.
And then got, vaccine's not going to get it in time for Christmas or whatever.
Right.
And so that puts stress on people because they always like to, have grandma over or have so-and-so over.
Right.
And they're not getting to do it. But, and that can make you really stressed out.
Right. There's a lot of parents that don't get to have their kid come home, and I know
from college or from the military.
Yeah, like my son can't come home because if he comes home, then he has to go into a 14-day isolation, they call it wrong, restriction of movement. But
so basically, in other words, he can't come home for the holidays.
And so there's a lot of parents that are truly disappointed that they haven't seen their child for so long.
Mm-hmm.
They are single parents, and they're trying to just, that was who their world revolved around.
Right. And it's not pleasant to not be able to do that, but there are ways to cope with this, solutions to the problem.
Yeah, since COVID come out, Zoom is a big thing.
Yeah.
Zoom meetings.
FaceTime.
Zoom dinners, Zoom holiday is also on the table. Even if you have a military that you said is in a restriction of movement, a quarantine, or an elderly parent that, it's just not safe for them to get out and about.
Right.
Set them up on Zoom. Have someone set them up on Zoom. Teach them how to go and do that. That way you can at least see. It doesn't feel as isolated. They feel there. It may not be what Christmases were in the past, but at least it's a new tradition. It's a new thing that we can do right now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that hopefully this is what we got to do this time. Hopefully by the time we get around to the next time, it won't be the same.
Right.
And then it'll be, hey, remember that time we had to do Christmas on the computer?
Wasn't that crazy? But it worked out.
Some of those traditions might carry forward. And
some
maybe this has helped us learn what's really important as opposed to trying to do everything and be everything. Let's just focus on what we can do.
Right. Well, we're going to continue the conversation because there's a lot to talk about with Brittany as far as this is concerned and how you can get some help, because that's what she's there for. That's what they are there for, To help you through any kind of tough time that you're going through. So that's coming up, and more of the best in most countries coming up right around the corner on the pig. Gene Watson there.
Beep, beep, beep.
GoPro making lots of noises. Yep. It's the pig. It's a Friday. Why not? It's a free-for-all. Exactly. 103.9985 mypigradio.com. We got Brittany from Riverview Behavioral Health in with us this morning talking about stress and the ways not to be stressed to hopefully help you. And during the Facebook, you had some figures that you were talking about because you love figures.
Yeah. I'm a statistic person.
Yeah, statistics. But, but some important statistics that we can run over here on the radio as well.
Yeah,
we can talk about.
The statistics are about, you know, what are the stressor factors during the holidays. And, you know, in a study that was done of 755 people, there were 68% of them said, you know, they just felt financially strained.
Yes.
Which is totally understandable.
Absolutely.
You know, during this time of year. 66%, they said it's just experienced loneliness. You know, they're especially, and I think this number might go up this year with the COVID, you know, maybe not. People being able to not see who they want to see.
Right.
63%, just too much pressure, just too much strain on them. 57% said they felt like they were under unrealistic expectations.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one, too. 55% found themselves remembering happier times and comparing it with what they were tasked with this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get there.
As we talked about on the Facebook, it's kind of like sometimes we look back on things and we make it. Sometimes we make it rosier than what it was, but it seemed so nice back then.
Well,
everything was working fine, and this year's such a train wreck.
Especially if you're the one hosting now,
right?
Oh, so it's like, oh God, now mine's got to be as good as Betty's was last year.
You can't. You can't put yourself up there to these expectations that you can't not reach.
Yeah, and just you know, let's not compare ourselves to others. Let's if you're doing it at your house, you know, you're the host or whatever, and if you're doing something new this year, that's great. I kept preaching earlier, you know, make new traditions and make something special about yours. It doesn't have to be the same thing that whatever happened last 2 years.
Yeah, right. And it's just be realistic about what you know, your situation. Some you can't do what you can't do.
Right, and there's no sense.
I'd love to buy a gazillion presents for my kids.
Right. I'd like to buy my kid each and everybody a new car, but that's just not going to happen.
I can't do it. So I have to be realistic about it and go a little lower with the expectations and be happy with that. But it's very difficult sometimes because you feel like you're a failure if you can't come through with the big this or the big that or the perfect Christmas get together. Well, I failed.
You did the best.
Yeah, as long and setting boundaries is so important, not just during the holidays, but any aspect of mental health. Setting boundaries, realistic boundaries, and realistic expectations for yourselves and those around you is so important. That way, you don't lift yourself up on that pedestal and then you're let down, you know, or you don't let yourself down. So that's what you really want to do is set boundaries. Set realistic expectations early on so we can get a full understanding of what this holiday is going to be like this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be a little different. Talk about the fact that you guys are there.
Yeah.
You're there. You're not in the building all the time, but you're there. What I'm trying to say is you're there anytime somebody needs help.
And someone is in the building all the time.
Are they?
We are 24/7. We have someone available to assess somebody, to talk to someone 24/7.
Now, I knew you would be accessible.
Yeah.
So whether you're actually in the building, but you're got somebody in the building. But,
so Riverview always has help.
Yeah, you're always there. You're always there. It doesn't matter what time of day or night.
Nope, all times, 24/7, 365, we are there.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to help them out. How... If somebody's out there going, I'm just having it tough, and I'm just, I can't pull it together, it doesn't seem like, and I need some help, how do they get a hold of you?
Riverview's direct number is 870-772-5028. And I want to point out also, there's no appointment needed to come in and talk to somebody. There, you can walk in, you can call in. There's no appointment needed for any of those times.
There's no obstacle.
No. I mean, you just come on in.
Yeah, you guys make it as simple as possible for people to get in touch with you to get the help that they so desperately need. And we talked about it on the Facebook and talked about it a little bit here. Sometimes, and this is the way with anything, I think, is the first step is usually the biggest step to admit that, hey, I really could use some help and I got to get over this fear of calling in or saying I need help.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is sometimes, a fear of calling in, of needing help. You know, it's that fear of the unknown, maybe. What happens after I ask for help? Then what happens?
Sometimes admitting that, I'm really, I shouldn't have taken that many of my prescription pills to try and feel better. So just admitting it and moving and overcome your fear. Call Riverview.
All right. We're going to talk some more with Brittany, and also we'll get y'all to play a little game.
Oh, good.
Because, gosh, we love games.
Yes, we do.
On the Pig, 103.9985, mypigradio.com. We're rolling through a Friday morning, December 11th. Neil McCoy's on your radio. Good East Texan city. Put the country back in me. 103.9985, mypigradio.com on this Friday morning. And, of course, be sure and enter the 12 Days of Christmas contest. Online at mypigradio.com, you have a chance to be one of the winners. We've given away 5 prizes so far.
Yes, we have.
Which means we have 7 more to go. See, right. That higher math came in effective there.
Look at you using your college math.
And then if we throw in the bonus, the super bonus or grand prize, that makes 13 altogether.
Exactly.
So. But anyway, sometime over the weekend, go online, mypigradio.com, enter the contest. On Monday morning, we'll have a drawing for a $500 grocery giveaway to Albertsons. And then Monday morning, we'll also take another caller at 7:20 to put your name into the hopper for that grand prize or super bonus prize, which is the pearl necklace from good old Gray's Jewelers in Texarkana. Yeah. And that means you and 11 other people, the names will be in there. So pretty good odds.
I really think we should have a big hopper where we put them in and roll it around.
Well, we'll work on that for next year.
Okay.
We're talking with Brittany from Riverview Behavioral Health. We've been talking about stress.
Christmas stressors.
Christmas stress, on top of the COVID stress, on top of the normal stress, the everyday stress. And we talked about the fact that you guys are easy to get a hold of. Somebody is going to be answering the phone or answering your problems 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the first step, sometimes the hardest after they get through that initial step, not to say it gets easier, but at least you've kind of broken down that barrier of, do I make the call or not? I really need help. And once they do that, I think it would make it where that you guys can actually do something to help them.
Yes, definitely admitting someone that you need help makes it a whole lot easier. It's hard to address a problem with someone that doesn't recognize there's an issue there. You know, it's like driving on a flat tire, but oh, there's no flat tire, so I'm just going to keep on going.
I can still go forward.
Yeah, I can still go.
It's a little bumpy.
You know, but pulling over, stopping, and saying, yeah, I need help changing this tire. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to help someone that's stopped in a car.
And then once they're helping you change the tire, you kind of like, you start feeling better.
Right.
Yes.
You're kind of like, hey, this is going to get fixed, or we might be able to do this. Somebody's helping me.
And then, you know, next time you have a flat tire, maybe you have the tools and the knowledge to address it yourself.
Right.
What a good analogy.
Yeah.
I know. Come back around in it.
That's why she's the expert.
Exactly.
On a normal day in, day out, focus a lot on the younger generation, the younger set.
Our teens.
The teens and things like that.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about those stresses for those kids.
Oh, I know a lot of the stressors we talked about, you know, mainly seem like they affect adults, but if you have kids in the house or kids around, you know, they feel that stuff. They're very observing. They see the things the parents are going through. Maybe they're stressed themselves. They want to feel like more of a part of that family, or maybe they can't get with their family. And then, you know, you have children who can't be with their certain guardians, certain parents due to some reason, maybe, you know, military, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That really impacts them as well. So, you know, they're also out of school, usually during the holidays, so they're not with, you know, their friends. Maybe that interrupts some of the normalcy from them as well.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, being a child or being a teenager, especially a teenager, it's always been, you know, it's a struggling time of life. You're,
right.
Yeah, I mean, things are changing. You're about to get into adulthood. You got a lot of things on your mind. A lot of things happen. But it seems like it's worse these days. Maybe it's just me, but it seems like with the technology that we have, with the social media and the cyber bullying or whatever, it just seems like it's tougher from my vantage point to be a teen than it was back years ago.
And I think some aspect of that is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had bullying and we had stuff you know, going on when we were growing up.
But
as
we
could
get away from it.
But we can get away with it. And then oftentimes it faded on as times went through. But now, you know, you got social media, and so something happens and they post it online, and it's there. It's stuck. It stays there. And, you know, Facebook even has, and other ones have an app where a year later it comes back around to remind you of
that's
it.
Right.
A time hop. Oh,
a
that was
hop.
A great day when.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we've talked about this before when you've been in here before, but sometimes it's difficult. And I don't want to say, well, I'm not going to get into gender, okay? But I was about to say it's more difficult with teenage girls, but I don't know. Maybe it's not. But it's difficult to tell when they're being a normal teenager who sometimes is withdrawn or can be kind of snippy or,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Angst. Yep.
Or it's something much bigger. It's hard to disseminate sometimes what is really going on.
Going back to the gender thing real quick, just some numbers. Girls are 3 times more likely to attempt, but boys are 3 times more successful in their attempts.
Right. We're talking about teen suicide.
Yeah, yes. We're talking about the ultimate terrible situation there. But as a parent, it's hard sometimes to tell, is my teen acting out of the ordinary, or are they being themselves? Because sometimes, you know, teens can be a handful.
Yeah, we call it teenitis.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they're just acting like teens, and a lot of the symptoms, you know, that when I do these seminars and stuff like that to look for, they're like, well, my teens acts like that on the daily. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing I tell them is just communication. Notice differences, abnormalities, changes. And if you're concerned about it, talk to him about it. Like, oh gosh, talking to my teenagers just seems like setting off World War III sometimes.
Right.
But that's what it's going to take. Sometimes that teenager needs to know they're there. And if you are seriously concerned, then reach out to a mental health professional. Reach out to the school counselor. Maybe they have a way in that, you know, maybe a parent doesn't.
All right. Good.
And their friends.
Good advice.
Yes, friends are number one.
Brittany's going to hang around. More of the best in most countries coming up soon right here on The Pig. Alan Jackson and the Little Man on The Pig, 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, they're smarter, they're sensible, and they got 3 locations to serve you. And we got Brittany from Riverview Behavioral Health in here. She's been talking about stress and how to deal with it and the fact that they are there to help you.
Yep.
And, well, this is going to be stress-free.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a little game.
Good.
To liven up our Friday morning. And it just happens to be the game that up today is Spy the Lie.
All right. Let's see if we can do this.
I'm going to read you something. Then I'm going to give you 4 or 5 choices. One of them is not true. You pick out the one that's not true. Okay?
All right.
So here we go. All of the following are actual, real, produced Christmas movies, except for one, You Spy the Lie.
Okay.
And here we go. Love at the Christmas Table, Marrying Father Christmas, The Christmas Wreath Mystery, 48 Christmas Wishes, or The Christmas Card. Which one of those is not a real produced Christmas movie?
I don't think there's many mystery stories written at Christmas, so I'm going to go with
The Wreath Mystery.
Yeah, The Wreath Mystery.
Well, good deduction. It is The Christmas Wreath Mystery. All the others are real. Let's see. All of the following movies are scheduled to open this weekend.
Okay.
Except for one, Spy the Lie. Assassins, The Worst Holiday Season, A Dog Called Money, Wander Darkly.
That's going to be a good one.
Or Wild Mountain Time.
The only one I haven't heard of is The Worst Holiday.
Yeah, The Worst Holiday Season.
I figured it'd be advertised a lot if it was.
I haven't seen that one.
Well, Brittany's on it, and so are you, Anna. The Worst Holiday Season is not a real movie. All the rest are scheduled to open this weekend. And finally,
okay,
all of the following songs. See, I would be an expert on this.
Yes, you would, because you love this movie.
Because I love this TV special. I watched it from a child, all the way through adulthood. All of the following songs appeared in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer TV special.
Okay.
Except for one.
All right.
You Spy the Lie. Here's the choices. Jingle, 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 A Holly Jolly Christmas, Will He Come Home, There's Always Tomorrow, and We Are Santa's Elves.
No, the first.
Which one did not appear in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I know 3 of them are, but the other 2.
I'll give them again. Jingle, 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 A Holly Jolly Christmas, Will He Come Home, There's Always Tomorrow, and We Are Santa's Elves.
Will he come home?
I'm going to go with her.
Smart move, because Brittany is 3 for 3.
Awesome!
Yeah, all the rest of them are from the great...
Okay. I definitely knew some of them. It was a guess between two of them.
I can sit there and sing them.
But I won't. You can.
But I won't. All right. We got to wrap it up. But, Brittany, once again, just tell us the different ways that people can get a hold of you any time of the year when they're under stress or they're worried about themselves or a family member or a teen, but especially, you know, right now, if they need help, what are the different ways that they can reach out?
Riverview's direct number is 870-772-5028. That's 24/7, anytime. Call, ask questions, whatever you need to do. My personal number is 870-904-8169. That's call, text. We can talk about whatever. We can set up seminars for the Youth Suicide Prevention with Jason Foundation at your location. But I'm always available as well, so to help you get up and help you find a resource for you.
Fantastic. Well,
you know what you guys do and what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not only very special, it's very needed, and I like the focus that you're on, helping out the younger generation. I know everybody needs help, but I like what you do especially. So helping out those kids in a tough time to be a teen, it's always tough.
Yes.
But you're there to help, and we appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
All right, more of the best and the most country coming your way on The Pig.